This weekend, obviously, our two lead athletes, our two lead Donegal athletes, Mark English and Kelly McGrory, have been in the news and have been the story, really. We'll start with Kelly McGrory. She was in Belgium running 400 metres over the weekend, and she's returned a time of 52.62 for 400 metres. Not only is it a Donegal record, but it's right up there on the all-time Irish fastest list, you know, about 6th or 7th. And it puts her in the discussion for the 4x400 metres for the European Championships, at least, and possibly in the conversation for the Olympics. Big game. So a big, 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 massive PB for Kelly McGrory, the girl from Lahey, and a really tremendous performance for Kelly. So well done to her. She was her on the 400 metre hurdles today. The 52.62 was yesterday. She stayed on in Belgium. She was her on the 400 metre hurdles today. That she pulled out of that, so that didn't happen. So the big result then for her, 52.62, really, really strong performance, just to emphasise that. Mark English, of course, well, he's on the road. He's been on the road for the last few weeks, and he's been returning improved performance week on week, and a 145.85 victory in Castellón in Spain, beating two Spanish boys in the second and third in an international field. That's the first time he's been under 146 this year. His form continues to improve. And then he was on a plane and then out of there, heading for Belgium. And yesterday he ran, that was Friday night, and he was on a plane to Belgium to that same meet that Kelly was in, the IFAM meet, and a big, big number of Irish athletes in that meet. And 400 metres was his target there, a 47.83 for him. So that's a big, 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 sharp 400 metres run for him there. And it puts him, again, up there with the fastest of the Irish 400 metre runners this year, but just somewhat off, you know, that six in terms of consideration for 4x4. But, you know, I always maintain on a rolling 4x4, really, he can run faster. He can split 45s and 46s rather. So we'll have to wait and see. But look, that's with 47.83, a great performance from him in Belgium, and of course on the back of that Castellón run down in Spain, 145.85. So well done to him. What else was happening? Well, yes, Amy Green was back in the business again. We talk about her nearly every week right now, and that's a good news story in itself. But 10:34.64, she was in Manchester with four Finn Valley athletes over the Saturday night, and she ran 10:34.64. She won the steeple there. It's a big, big, big PB for her. So really well done to her. Sean McGillney was back in action. You know, he's been plagued with a bloody calf injury in recent times, but he had 3:52.53 to get back on the track for him. And Oisin Atoy, his training partner, 3:50.64, 1500 metres fourth for him. And Tristan Kelly, 3K in 16 minutes. Didn't go well for Tristan, but the two boys, they had it strong, and you know, well done to them. So that's it, the story from Manchester. What else had we? Well, we had a Athletics Live meeting yesterday at Finn Valley, 400 entries or so for that. Just an opportunity for a number of athletes to get them to get competition, and Irish Schools on this weekend, of course, coming, and Ulster Children's Games on the 12 and 13 in Finn Valley upcoming this weekend as well. So back to Finn Valley next Sunday, and a lot of those athletes took the opportunity yesterday to have a go, and a couple of PBs, Riona Doherty in the long jump, and Oisin Thompson in the long jump at 6.92. That's very respectable long jumping from Oisin. And James Kelly, 17 metres plus again in the shot. So well done to him. So that was the story from that Athletics Live meet. A very successful meet it was. And tomorrow we're looking forward to Kiefer and Adrian Gallen competing for Ireland. Kiefer under 18, Adrian under 23 in Loughborough, in the Loughborough International. So we're looking forward to that. So that's a bank holiday, of course, in the north, and bank holiday in England. So that's what's happening there. And coming to the end of my report, Amy Timoney, she was in Essex in Chelmsford. She is returning really big time from a long-term injury over the winter months, 14.6 over the hurdles. So well done to her. Good to see her back. She's in the Irish Schools Finals next weekend, over 100 metres. But on this occasion, it was the hurdles, 14.6. So well done to her. And then the final news, which is not good news, is Brendan Boyce. His Olympic ambitions are gone. You know, I told you a few weeks back, he went to Turkey to race in that that World Cup meet, and after 6K, his hamstring gave him serious bother. He had a pull out. He hasn't recovered. He hasn't recovered from that that hamstring situation, and he was to have another rattle with Kate Field in terms of a team situation, a qualification for the relay. But that's not now going to happen for him because he just hasn't recovered, and his European and Olympic ambitions are gone for him. So now we're really looking, concentrating on Mark English and Kelly McGrory in terms of Olympic qualification and European qualification in the weeks ahead.